Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and who is to come.
Alleluia.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." My dear friends, the Gospel of the Lord. My week this week, my dear friends, has been a very exciting and interesting week because I had the opportunity to spend time with family and we planned a trip. And so this was like a year in the making. And the purpose of this trip was really to be able to allow my mom to see her, one of her best friends that she hasn't seen for so long. So this friend of hers is from Portugal. And so basically, because she's from Portugal and she has a hard time traveling, this friend of hers, we were the ones who went to Portugal. So last week, we were there for 5 days. And one of the things that I would like to let you know is that my mom hasn't seen her friend for 40 years. And at the same time, too, she is also the godmother of my sister. And so the last time she saw my sisters was when my sister was like around 2-3 years old. And my sister now is 47. But don't tell her that I told her her age, all right? So when she comes to visit, don't say anything. So now she's 47. And so when we got there, you know, it's like when they saw each other after 40 years. Of course, you know, they were all teary-eyed, you know, that kind of thing, right? But at the same time, it's as if there was no awkwardness, there was no indifference or whatsoever. There was not like, is that you? Or, you know, have you changed? No, nothing of that. But it's as if as soon as they saw each other, they embraced for so long, and they started telling stories to each other. It's as if they were like right next door to each other, you know. And so one of those things, one of the great experiences that I would like to share with you is the very fact that when I saw them after 40 years, I mean, normally when you haven't seen a person for 40 years, all you can do is just ask, I wonder how they're doing. You know, I wonder what they're doing now, you know, because it was a long time since I've seen them. I hope they're okay. Just that. The very fact that they were there, they hugged each other, for me, it was a great experience. Why? Because this is what we say, the effect of what a relationship, a great relationship looks like. Distance doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. But it's that relationship that they have been built. Even though they haven't seen each other for 40 years, the relationship there is still strong. And somehow you might think, like, how did this happen? You know, how did this happen? They've been away from each other for 40 years, but still. But not only for my mom and her best friend, but also for myself. When I was there, I somehow suddenly realized that I had a contemporary in the seminary that I haven't seen in 20 years. And he's been with me all throughout the seminary life, and we've been good friends. But then again, that's one of those things that I would always ask. I wonder how he's doing. He was a missionary to Portugal, and he's been there for 15 years. And ever since we left the seminary, we separated, I've never heard anything from him. But when I tend to realize that he was in Portugal, I had to contact his sister, I had to contact my classmates just to make sure to keep in touch with him. And he met with us, And normally this guy, this priest, he's a priest now, he's a missionary. He normally doesn't say much when he does not like the company. But when we were there, he stayed with us. He came to visit us 2 days in a row. And we were just like talking in the place that we were renting. And he would normally, and in those 2 days, he would always come like around 8 o'clock at night because he's busy. And he would go home like around 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, just us talking together with my own family. And it's that relationship, my dear friends, that somehow made me realize, wow, as we are celebrating this weekend, the solemnity of the Holy Trinity, this is what this solemnity is all about. It makes us realize, or it makes us look into the relationship that we all have, my dear friends. Why is it? Why is relationship so important to us? Relationship with your parents, relationship with your siblings, relationship with your in-laws, relationship with your neighbor, relationship with those people you are at work, relationship with the people that you deal with every single day. Could be walking, you could be in traffic, driving, whatever. Any kind of relationship. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ, as we are reminded in this particular solemnity, being in certain relationship, or being in a relationship, helps us become holy. When you look at the solemnity of the Holy Trinity, we would see that there's always the relationship of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, when we cross ourselves with the sign of the cross, you don't say in the names of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. One God, three person. Now, I know that's definitely a mystery, right? But when you say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, it means that in that one God, three persons, there's a relationship that is happening within. And what is that relationship, my dear friends? If you look at the relationship of God the Father and God the Son, that great relationship, whenever our Lord Jesus Christ would always mention his Father, he would say, I am doing what the Father wills. That's a strong relationship right there. Regardless of what happens to me, as long as I stick to the will of the Father, I'm good. But the relationship of God the Father and God the Son, my dear friends, leads us to something great. And what is that? The love. And that love is the Spirit. And that love he sends to us when we celebrated Pentecost. And he would always say, okay, now that I am ascending to the Father, I will send you the Advocate. The Advocate is the love that we share, I share between God the Father and God the Son. And I share it with you. I give it with you. Now, why do I give it? Because I want you to participate and partake in that relationship that we share. Relationships, my dear friends, is very important in our everyday life. Yes, we have a relationship with the Father, but if you would look at the Ten Commandments, it's not only about a relationship with God, right? The first part is always a relationship with God, but the second part is our relationship with others. How do we deal with others? With your loved ones, with friends, with relatives, you know, with the people that we deal with every single day. How is that? Look at those relationships. Now, in those relationships that you are in, the question that you need to ask yourself is, are these relationships leading me to holiness? And what kind of relationship are we called to live, my dear friends? Are we called to have a relationship of hope, a relationship of virtues? Relationships, my dear friends, always brings us life. It must. Because if relationships that we are in does not bring us life, then therefore something must be wrong. We might be doing something wrong. And if it brings us to life, then it must always lead us to love. I'm not talking about the emotion love. I'm talking about the agape love, the highest form of love that Christ always reminds us. My dear friends, if you would look at our readings today, it's all about the relationship that God has with humanity. He always tries to have a great relationship with humanity. But unfortunately, it is us. And we fall short. in that relationship. God created everything, God the Father. He created everything. Not to glorify himself, not to just say, oh, look, a great God I am. I've created everything. No. Because he wanted to share his greatness with humanity. That's why he created everything. And when he created everything, he saw that it was good. So therefore, all creation is a manifestation of his goodness. And he wants us to realize that. And because we failed, because humanity failed, what did he do? He didn't stop there. He sent his only son. And by sending his only son, he wanted that relationship with humanity to grow stronger. In the Old Testament, I would always say, God sent prophets to remind the people, hey, stick with the relationship with God. Strengthen your relationship with God. This is where God wants you to be. This is where God wants you to be. He wants to be with you. But unfortunately, we failed. Prophets wasn't enough. And so he sent his only begotten son. His only begotten son, he taught us, he suffered for us, just to show how much God loves us. And eventually he conquered death. He conquered our shortcomings. But he had to ascend to the Father. And so he says, I can't leave them here. I should always be with them. And so therefore he sends the advocate. And in the sending, my dear friends, in God manifesting himself to each and every one of us, we have to come to realize how much God loves us. We have to nurture that relationship. But as we also nurture our relationship with God, we must also see that the goodness that he has, the goodness that we experience in our relationship with him can also be experienced with our relationship with others. Yes. The solemnity of the Holy Trinity is definitely a mystery. But I was always told that the mysteries of the church were not meant to be understood, but they were meant to be experienced. For us to experience a relationship, my dear brothers and sisters, is beyond logic. It's beyond explanation. And that's the reason why when we celebrate this particular solemnity, we will see that everything that God does for us is beyond our logic. It's beyond comprehension. We may even say, why does God do this? Because he loves us. But why does he love us? Because he just loves. That's his nature. That's who he is. And that is what he wants from each and every one of us. And that's why, my dear friends, in this particular solemnity, this particular Sunday, look into those relationships that you're in. Are those relationships helping you in becoming a better Christian? Your relationship with friends, your relationship with family. Yes, you may say, well, I'm good with my family, Father. Are you really? But look at those relationships. Are those relationships helping you become a better Christian? Become a better, being a holier person, a child of God? Relationships with in-laws, relationship with friends, relationship with co-workers, relationship with your boss, relationship with your children. Remember, my dear friends, God desires for us to partake in his Trinitarian life, in that life, a life of love, a life of unity, a life of harmony. And so he makes us partake in that relationship in order for us to manifest that relationship we experience with him with others. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, today we thank the Lord as we celebrate the solemnity of the Holy Trinity. Let us experience his abundant love for each and every one of us, so that we may be able to participate in the life of the Holy Trinity. Amen.